Hey guys, thanks for joining me on Loving Life Mindsets Podcast with me, Melissa Unger, your host. We are on episode 105. I absolutely love doing this. And just so you know, I do not get paid for any of this. So I just want to help people understand that every day matters. Every day counts. Every thought matters. Every thought counts. And to just give you a little boost that, hey, you can do this. You got this. You are strong. You are capable. So that is why today's theme is all about mindset and how mindsets help us. How changing a mindset can totally open up doors that you never even knew existed. Thanks again for joining me. Now let's get into it. Welcome to the Loving Life Mindsets Podcast with me, Melissa Unger. I share science, methods, and personal stories to help women who are on a journey to have the healthiest mindsets that they can possibly have. So don't wait any longer. It is time for you to start loving your life. Did you know every single thing you do is because of your mindset? And a mindset can either make you or it can break you. That's why it is so important. Science has taught us over the years that what we think is what we become and what we are and what we have been. And when you change your mind, that is just the pivotal moment that your direction totally changes. And don't forget, this can be in a positive direction or a negative direction, because it's so important to understand that our thoughts control our emotions, and our emotions control our actions. Yes, our thoughts control our emotions, and our emotions control our actions. Think about it. If you wake up in a great mood, your thoughts are just positive and happy. Your emotions are positive and happy. And throughout your day, you are going to do things that are positive and happy. If you wake up and you start having thoughts of doubting things, or maybe just being not happy with something that you did or have to do, those thoughts directly affect your emotions on whether or not you feel good about yourself, whether or not you feel like doing the thing that you're supposed to do or the thing that you're not supposed to do. And that in turn directs your actions. I picture a puppet, like the kind that used to, you know, that we'd watch, and they had the little sticks above with, and the arms and the legs and the whole body is connected to the strings. I think of that with our thoughts, with our emotions, and with our actions. The thoughts are definitely holding the strings. And from that determines what actions we take. So just remember that if you are having negative, terrible, I can't do this, I'm no good, whatever is down in the dumps for you, if you keep harboring and feeding those thoughts, then those are going to just roll right into the emotions that make you feel so worthless. And I am sorry, but that is no way to live. You have got to change your mindset. Sometimes it's easy to change a mindset, and sometimes it is downright hard, because we're habitual beings. We get in habits, and those habits are hard to break. But let me tell you what, if you are mindful and you think about what you are truly thinking, what you are truly saying to yourself, what you are truly doing, if you just are so present in all of that, that is when you can make the changes that you need to make in order to change that around. Think about that for a second. You are so beautiful. You are so worthy. You are so, you're just an amazing being. You have talents. You have thoughts. You have hidden things within you that make you so unique, that make you so special. And when you are allowing a faulty mindset to enter in and become a habit and become your daily voice that speaks to yourself, you are hiding all of that from not only yourself, but your family, friends, the world. It is so important to understand this. And it's even more important to realize what you're thinking and that voice that you are having in your head and telling yourself could just very well be a voice of lies. So, more than likely it is, if it's anything negative and you are beating yourself up and you are not being kind, you have to remember, you are your own best friend. You know yourself better than anybody knows you. And to talk to somebody outside of you the way that you talk to yourself, oh my gosh, could you imagine the hurt and the pain that other person would feel? So remember, your mindset is the key. Practicing, being mindful of every thought that you have. In fact, in the Bible, it even says, take every thought captive. That is the key. You take every thought captive. That means you think about it. What did I just think? How is that affecting me? What did that just do to my emotions? And you roll that over in your mind and think, would I tell my child that? Would I tell my best friend that? Would I tell a family member that? And if the answer is no, then you need to stop telling yourself that. Every day we wake up with things that we don't want to do. And there are so many mindset hacks that you can use. And I kind of really don't like using the word hack because to me that's just, it's not very personal. You know, it's just something like, okay, we can do this one time and it'll be okay. And that is not how this works. But there are indeed so many ways to change that voice in your head, to change your mindset from, I don't want to, I can't, I hate this, I'm not good enough, I'm not whatever, into, hey, this is going to be great. Hey, look at what I am going to learn from this activity, from this project, from whatever it is. And you change your mindset and look at the optimistic point of everything that you're doing. And you tell yourself, you know what? Maybe I've never done this or that before, but that doesn't mean I can't do it. That doesn't mean that I don't possess the talent to do this. That means I haven't discovered it yet. So let's see what happens. And then whether you can do it or you can't do it, you learned something. And you learned something so valuable about yourself. Because I guarantee you, if there's something that you can't do or do not understand, there will always be something else that you do within the whole realm of what you're trying to figure out. And in that is self-discovery. In that is one more little peg that gets you up on that rung of confidence. You'll climb that ladder because you discovered something about yourself that is truly, truly unique. That is why it is so important to always have the I can do it mindset. And also, yes, you can do it, but it might take practice, whatever it is. Very few people are really good at doing something for the first time and mastering it. But that's okay. That's the beauty of it. That is where you discover more and more and more about yourself. I mean, goodness, look at this. Life is so short. Yet in our own minds, we feel like we're going to be here forever. We feel like we're invincible. We feel like You know, that day of reckoning is never going to come for us, when in fact it will. And it could be later today. It could be tomorrow. It could be 10 years from now. We don't know. And so wasting precious seconds with a negative mindset is doing the biggest disservice for yourself. I have had so many people as guests on my podcast. They're either transformation coaches because of stuff they've dealt with and had to go through and transform their lives completely, or they have this innate ability to understand how mindset works with relationships, with our own self, with our goals, with our weight loss, with our finances. It is just amazing. There are so many things that we encounter throughout life. We get married. We have significant others. We end up having children. We end up, you know, being grandparents. We end up being empty nesters. We end up with new careers. It's just on and on and on. I was talking to my daughter yesterday and she said, you know, things happen in life, and I really am kind of feel like I'm being tossed around right now with this and with that, and I have no idea what's coming around the corner, but everything always works out, and it does. You learn, you grow, and that is the most beautiful thing, because in that, you're equipped to help somebody else that might be going through the same thing down the road. That is the beautiful thing about keeping positive mindset, learning more about yourself, getting through tough times, and being stronger for it. We as humans go through so many things. We have things happen to us that really shouldn't happen to us. I have had guests on my podcast who have had significant losses and have truly had their hearts broken, but have found a way to rise up out of those ashes and help others. That is such a beautiful thing. And if they did not have their mindset changed within themselves to understanding that, hey, I am not alone in this. Other people have gone through this. Other people are also struggling. I can help them. If they did not have that change in mindset, where would they be? Where would the people that they touch be? So if you are struggling with anything and just kind of can't seem to get out of that funk, I definitely recommend keeping a little notebook or keeping your tabs on your phone, whatever. Figure out what you are saying to yourself. Figure out that voice that you're listening to and decide, is this keeping me smashed down? Or am what I saying to myself rising me up? What is that narrative within your head? It is so important to figure that out. It is so important to change it if it is not serving you. I always say we are one step away from a total life change, and it all begins in our head. You might have grown up with bad circumstances. You might have grown up with people around you that did not lift you up, that did not care for you, that did not teach you how beautiful and wonderful you are. And you might be stuck in those lies that you were told as a child. I love this exercise of going back and telling that 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 year old child that you are, who you are, writing a letter to that little person inside of you and letting that little person know, look, I have accomplished this and this and this despite what somebody that I trusted did or told me. Doing that exercise does so much to remind you of how amazing you are, how you keep in your head, oh, you know what? I am not what that person said. Those were lies. Am I going to choose to believe lies, or am I choosing to believe the truth? You really have to take time and do this. And a lot of people, they don't want to take that time. I mean, let's be honest. We are in such a fast-paced society. We get information at our fingertips within seconds. We don't want to wait. We don't have patience. So many of us feel so entitled that we don't want to do the work that it takes to get through hard stuff. Let me remind you, that is the only way that you are going to better yourself. You are going to be the person that you need to be. You are going to end up, I love this, you are going to end up being the change that you desire. You deserve this. That's your birthright. You deserve to be great. You deserve to live a life of fulfillment, of helping others. You deserve to have just the bounty of blessings, a bounty of goodness happen to you. You are that important. You are that special. And I am sorry if you've ever had anyone in your life that told you different. Because it is not true. It is absolutely not true. That's pretty much my soapbox today. We go through life not understanding that we can change something just with basically a flip of a switch, you know, in our minds, in our own self. Once you realize what you think dictates your emotions and those dictate your actions, you can be very mindful on what you're thinking and choosing better. Our emotions are strong, but let me tell you what, our emotions are also extreme liars. Just because we feel something doesn't mean it's the truth. We have to understand that. When we see something, how many times have you been in a situation where someone maybe didn't respond to you how you thought they should, and then all of a sudden you start feeling a little self-conscious or having a little anxiety, like, did I make them mad? Did I say something? You know, what has happened here? Why did they not respond, you know, how I would think that they should? And you just have the scenario playing in your head, and then throughout the rest of your day, you might be down in the dumps, or you might be really edgy because you're afraid that, man, you're just messed up and made somebody upset with you. When in truth, as you know, each of us have things that happen to us. Each of us have circumstances. And just because we don't respond to somebody in an upbeat, happy, happy way doesn't mean that they necessarily did anything to us. You know, so remember that. Because it can be flipped. Somebody might be thinking that about you when in fact you were just preoccupied with trying to figure out a situation, trying to figure out something that is bothering you. And you had absolutely no animosity or anything towards this other person. You know, so remember, our emotions and our what ifs and our thoughts can be such liars. You have to have the mindset of going back and going, you know what? I never said anything to that person that would upset them. I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And reassure yourself that they're probably just having a bad day. Because honestly, that other person is so engulfed in their own thoughts and emotions that they haven't even given you a second thought. But we always place ourselves center and, you know, in front and center because we feel like, oh boy, what did we do? And we become very self-centered. So take the mindset of, I did not do anything to that person. They just must be having a bad day. And then go about your day and not let it affect you in negative ways. If you are in a position where you desperately need change and you're not sure how to go about it, and you don't know how to change that voice in your head, you can reach out to so many people. There's so many resources out there. I mean, every social media has a group, has something that you can get involved with. There's so many documents online, so many videos, so many things that can help you understand where to begin, what to do. There are coaches out there that can just help you turn all of those thoughts around, give you exercises to practice until it becomes second nature, and you just emerge through all of those ashes into this beautiful new creation that now thinks positive, that now understands your worth, that now really gets that ball rolling. If you're in that boat, you can reach out to me, and I will definitely coach you on that because it's so important. I don't want anybody living another day being depressed, being sad, having the wrong thoughts going through their heads. It's time to emerge confident. It's time to understand that you indeed are empowered, that you indeed are worthy, that you indeed are capable. That's the main thing. No matter what you've been through, no matter what anyone else has told you, those four things I just told you are truth. And those are your truth. So my friends, I hope that this podcast has helped you in so many ways. If it has, and you know somebody who is struggling, go ahead and share this. Send this to them. It's a quick listen. You can go out for a nice walk and listen to it. Or you can drive home and listen to this. You know, I try not to make them too long, so that way, you know, it's doable. Very doable. So thank you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for all of your support. You are beautiful. You have your own pond, and every time you move in that pond, it creates a ripple that flies out to other people. Is it a positive ripple or is it a negative ripple? Let's make it a positive ripple, and let's start loving our life once again. Take care.
Hey, wait, is it seriously legal to have this much fun?